Rudyard Kipling, An Introduction. Joseph Rudyard Kipling was born in Mumbai, India, on the 30th of December 1865. As was the custom in those days, he and his sister were sent back to England when he was five. The ill treatment and cruelty by the Portsmouth couple they boarded with, Kipling said, contributed to the onset of his literary life. At 16, he returned to India to work on a local paper, where he was soon contributing and writing. It also exposed him to the issues of identity and national allegiance, which pervade much of his work. In 1886, his Departmental Ditties collection of verse appeared in print, followed by 39 short stories for his newspaper over only 8 months. These were then published as Plain Tales from the Hills shortly after his 22nd birthday. He continued his prolific pace of writing before being dismissed in a dispute and taking his payoff and the profits from the sale of some publishing rights, decided to return to London, travelling via Rangoon, Hong Kong, Japan and the United States, and arriving at Liverpool in October 1889. Over the next 2 years, he saw further works published as books and in magazines, as well as a nervous breakdown, for which he was prescribed a sea voyage to South Africa, Australia, New Zealand and India. Happier times came with marriage to Caroline Starr Ballestier in January 1892. The honeymoon began in Vermont and ended in Yokohama, where they heard their bank had failed. They returned to Vermont and settled. Caroline was now pregnant, and he was planning the Jungle Books. A failed arbitration between the US and England resulted in an argument between Caroline's brother and Kipling, and then his arrest. At the hearing, he was mortified by the exposure of his private life, and after settling the matter, they returned to England and life in Torquay. Kim was published in 1902, and Just So Stories for Little Children a year later. In 1907, he was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature, with the citation, "In consideration of the power of observation, originality of imagination, virility of ideas, and remarkable talent for..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?